The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I have an important story out of Mississippi that I want to talk to you about, but first, during the break, I thought of something that I need to dig down a little deeper. We were talking about Rush Limbaugh earlier, and right at the beginning of the program, I paid a little tribute to Rush Limbaugh, and I said the most encouraging thing for me is through most of his career, I wondered where he was spiritually. We knew he was conservative. We knew he was talented. We knew he was brash and the innovative, but very rarely talked about God. I never heard him talk about Jesus. I once asked his brother, David Limbaugh, what his brother, Rush's spiritual condition was, and David just said, well, it's growing. But in the last 6 months, I heard Rush Limbaugh talk about his faith and trust in Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And so I said, we can rejoice that Rush Limbaugh is in heaven. Well, I had a caller take issue with me. First of all, he asked if I was putting Rush Limbaugh in heaven. I didn't even think about that, but my wife sent me a message and says, wow, I didn't know that you had the power to put people in heaven. Well, I don't. But I do know the requirements for getting into heaven. And I'm wondering if you do. You know, we have been surrounded with a lot of death recently. Well-known people, famous people in the Christian world, Carmen passed away last evening. In the political world, the broadcasting world, Rush Limbaugh died. Joy and I have had more people that we know pass away in the last 6 months than possibly in the last 6 years. There has been a lot of death, some of it because of COVID, other because of other cases. And for Joy and I, we're just getting older. And so our friends are older. Hey, when we were, you know, when we were 25 years old, we hardly ever heard of anybody dying. But as we get older and our friends are older, we know more and more people die. But here's the bottom line, folks. All of us will die. Every one of us. Speaking of Rush Limbaugh, a few weeks ago, well, it's been probably 2 or 3 months ago, Rush Limbaugh said on his broadcast, he said, for the first time, I realize I have a death sentence. In other words, he understood that he would not survive this cancer. He understood that it was incurable, and sooner or later, whenever, it was going to take his life. And so he put it in a different way, but he says, for the first time, I realize I have a death sentence. Well, I don't want to be macabre, but we all have a death sentence. The Word of God says, it is appointed unto man once to die. Every single one of us has an appointment with death. Now, for you and for me, I hope that appointment is a long, long, long way away. I've got a lot more I want to do. I got a lot more I want to accomplish. I'm enjoying life. But I understand. Every one of us. And by the way, God knows exactly when, where, and how that will be. We don't. But God does. Now here's the ultimate question. When you come to death, are you ready? When you face death, are you assured of heaven? Now, many people believe that you can't be assured of heaven. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible is very, very clear. And I just want to give you the gospel. Maybe you've never heard the gospel in a simple sense. And it begins with this. You're a sinner. That shouldn't be a shock or a revelation to you. You are a sinner. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. That would include you, okay? You're a sinner. The Bible also says that that sin separates you from God and leads to the ultimate death sentence. For the wages of sin is death. That, again, is the word of God. Your sin has separated you from God. And because of your sin, you desperately need salvation. That's where Jesus comes in. Jesus came to this earth, born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, and then died in your place. Took your punishment, took your sin upon him on Calvary, and offered himself as a sacrificial atonement for your sin. And it's very easy to receive the gift that that death on the cross has provided. That if thou shalt believe with thine heart, The plan of salvation is so incredibly deep, but it's so incredibly simple. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It is this simple. Admit that you're a sinner. Tell God you're a sinner. He already knows. And then just tell him this, God, I know I'm a sinner. I don't deserve salvation, but I know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin. And right now, right here, I want to accept the free gift of salvation. You could do that right where you are, right now. If you're driving the car, you don't have to close your eyes. Just cry out to God, God, I'm a sinner. But I accept the free gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Save me right now, right here. I accept salvation by faith. The Bible says if you will do that, you are born again. You will become, at that moment, at that instant, a child of God. Now then, that begins your growth. Yes, you should be baptized. Yes, you should become a part of a wonderful Bible-believing church. You should get into the Bible. You should begin praying. All of those things, though, are a result of salvation, not a cause. So I just ask you today, on this Wednesday afternoon, February 17th, if you were to die today, are you absolutely positive you would go to heaven? And if you can't say yes, accept the free gift of salvation right now. And when you do, you send me an email, bob@bobtalk.com, and tell me. bob@bobtalk.com. I'll get some literature to you. I'll put you in touch with some people that can help you in your new Christian life. But do not go another moment, don't go another day, don't go another hour without absolute assurance of your salvation. You can know that you are born again. You can. Now, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mike in Dayton. Mike, if you will hang on, Mike, if you'll hang tight, I'll come to you as soon as we come back from this break. My number, 877, Bob Live. Stay tuned.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Still several things to talk about before we wrap things up today. But first, Mike in Dayton has been very, very patient holding on the phone. Mike, welcome. Thank you for calling. You are on Bob Burney Live.
Oh, Bob, thanks for the kind word. I was thinking the very thing about you. You're way more patient than I am. the caller that questioned Rush's salvation, it really kind of hurt me, kind of angered me, honestly. And I'm going to try to use my words measured and not say anything I would regret. But, I mean, just so many Bible verses come to mind. Judge not, of course, but the word is not of any private interpretation. You can't just grab one verse and just go with it. But God, Jesus on the cross saved the guy, the sinner right next to him. Just believe, let God do the rest, people. I just feel like Jesus just turned over those tables. The Pharisees were so legalistic. This guy needs to forgive and forget and not try to be judged. I mean, that's God's job. Just believe and let God do the rest, man. He's got it. And, one verse I'll throw, I know I'm rambling, but God said, he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. Now, perfect example, Charles Manson, I would never expect to see in heaven. But do you know what? If God puts him there, that's God's choice. He is in charge, man. And if he wants to save him, I mean, I wouldn't. But that's why I'm not God. I'm not going to try to get in there, man. Just be forgiven.
Well, an illustration of that, Mike, is Ted Bundy. You remember Ted Bundy? Are you old enough to remember Ted Bundy?
Yes. Yes.
One of America's most pathetic, perverse serial killers in our history. I don't know whether you heard the story, but James Dobson, Focus on the Family, went to visit him in prison. Actually, Ted Bundy asked him to come and told Dr. Dobson his horrible story, his childhood, his addiction to pornography and so forth, and admitted the killings and so on and so forth. And Dr. Dobson told Ted Bundy, but did you know that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and you can be forgiven? Long story short, James Dobson, and I have no reason whatsoever to doubt him, said that Ted Bundy confessed his sin, asked Jesus Christ to be his Savior, and he died by execution, but he died a born-again man in spite of his horrible, horrific crimes.
Hideous,
but
yes.
What an illustration of the grace of God and the power of the blood of Jesus.
And as humans, we can't fathom that kind of forgiveness. And,
no.
And rightfully so, Bundy.
Right.
Horrific. But God, we're not in control. God is in control. God knows what he's doing. And I'm not the judge. I mean, if you could just step out right now and just say, you are not the judge. That's God's job. You will feel so much more free. You know what I'm saying? Forgive people. Yeah. Don't try to be the judge. It's not your job.
Well, amen to that.
I appreciate you, brother.
You as well, so Mike. Thanks. And again, thanks for being patient. You were on hold for a long time. Thank you. All right. Listen, don't complicate the grace of God. when that story came out about James Dobson and Ted Bundy, Dobson was criticized severely because he said that a man as horrifically evil as Ted Bundy could be forgiven by God and become a Christian before he died. But my friend, if the blood of Jesus Christ is not powerful enough to save Ted Bundy, it's not powerful enough to save you. I love that story. I love that story because it's, well, and Mike talked about the thief on the cross. Jesus did not say, you know, hey, sorry, guy. You know, you need to go and undo all the wrongs that you did and go confess your sin to that person and that person and take money back to that person. You know, when you do that, then you come back and talk to me and then we can discuss paradise. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. That's the power of the blood of Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean that grace is cheap. And if a person is truly born again, there will be change. There will be a dramatic change in their life and their lifestyle if they really are a recipient of God's grace. I despise cheap grace and easy believism. That's an extreme. But there's the other extreme as well. No one is beyond the grace of God. And that includes you. Hey, I was going to get into two or three other stories. Maybe we'll get to them tomorrow. But let me go back to what I was talking about just before the break. Do you know that you know that you know that you've been born again? That you're on your way to heaven? If not, you can make sure today. You can do it now. Tell God you're a sinner. Admit it. You know it. Obviously, God knows it. Admit it. And then ask God to save you through the shed blood of Jesus Christ because he paid it all. He paid the price for your sin. And my friend, if you do not accept God's free gift, then you will pay for your own sin for eternity. Your sin will be paid for. You will either accept the gift of salvation and the price that Jesus paid, or you'll pay for it yourself. Folks, thanks for joining me. Hope you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.